came out last year, you guys couldn't say the keywords. Is there anything with the Super Bowl this year? Is that banned or anything?
I don't think it's banned, but I just think it's way too early for that. You know, there's just so much that needs to get done this season. And, you know, forget about the season. A lot of us are just trying to have the best training camp that we can. You know, some guys, this is their chance to make the team. Some guys have been to a ton of training camps, and their goal is to get through it in a healthy manner. You know, we've got, without naming names, we've got some guys that are, you know, in their late 30s now. So, you know, that's their motivation this year. And
you know, we can look that up.
Yeah, I'm hoping you do, actually. That's what parentheses are for, Claire. No, but there's a lot of goals for us right now. Obviously, that's probably every team in the league's goal right now. But there's so much that needs to be done before you can ever really even get there. And so I think if we take care of the first things first, then you know, we'll have an opportunity for you know, for better, bigger and better stuff.
Man, how long did it take? Go ahead, you're the veteran.
What'd you think of
in your late
Mike's? Mike's kind of talked to you yesterday when you basically said that every guy in this room needs to get better.
Yeah, well, I took us, you know, we have this, this is my, this is like my ninth training camp, I think, and it's the same talk every year. This year was a little different, though, and I got almost 5 pages of notes from that meeting and what was said, and there's some highlights to it, and I think that was one of them. You know, whether you're Sean Alexander, last year's MVP, or Walter Jones, the best, you know, probably the best player in football, you can get better. All of us can get better, and his challenge was to us was find ways that you yourself can get better and that'll make our team better. And it was good advice.
For you, Matt, what does that mean? What areas are you looking at?
I got a long list of things I can improve on. You know, that's not unusual. You know, I remember my rookie year going into Green Bay, and Brett Favre, I think, had just won his third MVP, or was about to win his third MVP, and Andy Reid kind of gave him a talk, and I got to be there for it, and it was, hey, you can be so much better. We just watching the interception reel. I don't know how many interceptions I had last year, but you know, it wasn't a lot from what I've done before, but it was too many. And there was, I would say, on more than half of them, it was just dumb mistakes and things I can definitely correct and get better at. And so there's so many things that I can improve on. And Jim Zorn, trust me, he's all over it every day.
Anything different about coming out today? Just, I mean, it seemed like, you know, you guys were the NFC champs. Was there that kind of aura about things today when you came out for this
one? I think, if anything, I think maybe just a little bit more of an adrenaline rush with all the people here, with the fans. I mean, you come out of the tunnel here, and they do chants, and they're cheering and stuff like that. And so whatever, I don't know, training camp grind you may be feeling, it's hard to feel that when you get and all these people out here kind of cheering you on. You got the name on the back of your jersey, so you want to, you know, you want to play as well as you can. So I don't know. It's been feeling pretty good right now, but it is early.
How long did it take you to get over to Detroit, and how'd you do it?
I don't know. I guess you just got to move on. You know, I don't know that I'll ever totally be over it. It's I've told you guys before, I lost the state championship game my senior year in high school, and I still get mad, angry, very angry, thinking about it. It just, you shouldn't have lost the game. And I feel very similar about, you know, what happened last year in the Super Bowl.
Is there a play or two that you replay and think, if only?
Yeah, there's one, really. We all know what it is, you know, we all can do the math.
If you had to identify a theme or a motto for this year's training camp, what would it be?
This year's training camp?
Mm-hmm.
Just training camp, not the season?
Just training camp.
Shoot.
Or you can go season if you want.
I don't know. Time to start over, I guess is what I would say.
How good does it feel to get back on the field and kind of get out of the limelight of all the marketing and things and play football again?
It's nice. It's very nice. I think the most fun thing for me is just being around the teammates, being around the guys, having a lot of laughs at your teammates' expense and laughing at some of the ones that are at your own expense. But it's fun to be around everybody again. And I think talking to guys that have retired, that's what they miss the most about the game, you know, and as tough as training camp can be, it's also, you know, a lot of fun. It really is.
Anything else?